It's a new way of doing things for GE. Used to be, an airplane manufacturer like Boeing would have an idea for product, and then other companies would bid to then develop that product. Now, the company can get in early on the development and testing of airplane electrical systems and collaborate with airplane manufacturers. At the new high-tech facility on UD's campus, GE can fit an entire plane wing. Vic Bono with GE Aviation says 70 people are already employed at the epicenter and says this is part of a long-term investment in the Dayton area.
We're not here for the next 2 years. We're trying to build this for the next 50 years for the people that will come after us and after them and use this space and hopefully do good work and invent new things that will solve problems.
Depending on future projects, Bono says 200 more jobs may be possible in the next 5 years. And this is already a huge industry here. GE has a jet engine facility in Evandale and a systems plant in Vandalia. It employs about 9,000 people in the region. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Emily McCord.